Report: Gun used in Buffalo grocery attack was acquired legally. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 15, 2022. The gun used to kill innocents in Saturday's attack on Buffalo's Tops Friendly Market was acquired legally. The UK Independent reports on Sunday morning the New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D, announced the gun was acquired legally. ABC7 indicated the attacker used a rifle which was purchased at a store in Broome County, New York. USA Today observed that after pointing out the legal acquisition of the gun, Hochul noted it was illegally modified via ammunition magazines holding more than 10 rounds. Hochul indicated law enforcement agencies were trying to determine where the gunman had acquired the magazines, as magazines holding more than 10 rounds are illegal in New York. Breitbart News noted the suspected gunman in the April 12, 2022, New York City subway attack also acquired his gun legally. Fox News explained the suspect bought his handgun in 2011 at a pawn shop in Columbus, Ohio. Such a purchase would have required passage of a background check. The vast majority of high-profile public attackers over the past 15 years have acquired their guns legally. Here is a short list of some of the attackers who got their guns legally. Indianapolis FedEx attacker, April 15, 2021. Atlanta area attacker, March 16, 2021. Parkland High School attacker, February 14, 2018. Texas church attacker, November 5, 2017. Las Vegas attacker, October 1, 2017. Alexandria attacker, June 14, 2017. Orlando attacker, June 12, 2016. UCLA gunman, June 1, 2016. San Bernardino attackers, December 2, 2015. Colorado Springs attacker, October 31, 2015. Umpqua Community College attacker, October 1, 2015. Allison Parker's attacker, August 26, 2015. Lafayette Movie Theater attacker, July 23, 2015. Chattanooga attacker, July 16, 2015. Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal attacker, June 17, 2015. Muhammad Cartoon Contest attackers, May 3, 2014. Las Vegas Cop Killers, June 9, 2015. Santa Barbara attacker, May 23, 2014. Fort Hood attacker, April 2, 2014. Arapaho High School attacker, December 13, 2013. DC Navy Yard attacker, September 16, 2013. Aurora Movie Theater attacker, July 20, 2012. Gabby Giffords attacker, January 8, 2011. Fort Hood attacker, November 5, 2009. Northern Illinois University attacker, February 14, 2008. Virginia Tech attacker, April 16, 2007. Mike Bloomberg affiliated Everytown for Gun Safety ranks New York number 3 in the nation for gun law strength. New York gun controls include universal background checks, a high-capacity magazine ban, an assault weapons ban, a permit requirement to buy a handgun, a red flag law, gun storage requirements, ghost gun regulations, and a prohibition against gun possession by felons, among other controls. Gabby Giffords' gun control group indicates New York also requires owners of pre-ban assault weapons to register those firearms with the state government. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. Reach him at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.